Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, man. Dukes and Bell with Chris Thomas in for Carl today. Basking in the warm afterglow of a sweep of the Mets. I mean, just Keystone Cops on the bump for the Mets last night. Braves getting some clutch. Spencer Strider getting his velocity up. I mean, everything you could check, look for, and hopefully they don't give anything back against the Marlins with a rookie on the mound. We'll talk more about that. But right now, speaking of the Bravos, join us on the waitfor.com hotline. One of the best GMs in the business, Alex Anthopoulos. I know you're very busy. We appreciate the time, Alex, and congratulations on that sweep.
No, I appreciate it. I know you guys had asked, after we made the change with the third base coach, and I didn't go on, not because I was trying to dodge you guys. I felt like a 45-minute Zoom call after, and I figured I didn't want to overdo the media stuff. But in hindsight, right, there was so much garbage that came out after that, whether it's people claiming to be insiders or articles that were so wrong. I probably should have done some media because some of that stuff was way out to lunch too.
Right on. And that's why we get it from the horse's mouth. First off, we'll go work from last night, work our way back. How excited are you to see Strider kind of really finding velocity and finding some confidence out there?
You know what? I saw him after the game, so, you know, I'm not watching in the clubhouse, but I go down around the ninth inning, and he was there watching on the TVs, and he was pumped. You know, Spencer's super competitive, super obsessive about his career, and he wants to be great, and I've told him this 100 times. He will squeeze every single inch out of his career, and he will not leave a drop on the table. So he was excited, and I think just stepping up, you know, we went to him and said, how do you feel about throwing on normal rest? We've been giving him extra rest coming off surgery and so on. How do you feel about going normal rest against the Mets? And he was all in, and, you know, we want to make sure he was on board with it. But he knows his breaking ball is coming back, command. He can pitch without 100. You know, he still can pitch 95, 96, 97. And command the ball because the ball moves. But he was excited, and it's great. It's, you know, he's slowly starting to build up, and it's a big moment. Those other two guys, Schwalbach and Fale, stepped up big. You know, I don't say there's a lot of pressure, but for him to step up in a moment like that in a big game is huge.
Alex, after you get the result you got in these last three games, how much does it affirm your belief in what this team is capable of and your plan to add to this roster moving forward?
Yeah, I mean, look, we still got a massive hole, you know, so people are like, oh, are you excited, this and that? I mean, yeah, look, I'd rather win than lose, of course, but we're still five under 500, so we're not even looking at the standings. We're not, you know, my view on all this stuff, even in years past, is I never look at the standings. If you're winning and you're not playing well, you know you're winning, but the offense doesn't look great, the bullpen doesn't look great, the rotation doesn't look great. You don't really feel good about it, right? So when you start feeling good is when you think parts of the team are clicking. Because then you know if you are clicking, the wins will just follow. So, yeah, you want to win that night because it's still important. But, I believe in this team because the roster and the talent that we have is so strong. And you guys have heard me say this before. I'm a big run differential guy. Our expected one loss, I think, is 39 and 35. But we're not, you know. We are who [S2] Right. [S1] We are. And we're five under. But it points to the talent. And, look, we still want to be better than that. But now, if we were four back in the loss column or five back in the loss column of the division, we'd feel a lot better today, right? So, but we could still get on a run. We could still get better. And, look, I'm just not wired to sell and things like that. I mean, it would have to be just so many things pointing in that direction. But when you have a positive run differential and you have the talent we have and it's young, this was an old, aging team in the last year of their contracts and so on. Yeah, then that's a totally different scenario. But these guys are so young. There's so much upside. And we have not played our best baseball yet. And there's 90-some-odd games left or close to it. And even after the trade deadline, people think the season's over. 2 months is an eternity in baseball. And I think that's some teams in my mind decide to pull the cord a little too early because 2 months is a long time. So I expect us to be in this thing all the way to the end.
Alex Anthopoulos is with us, guys, Braves GM. And as you said to start the conversation, you know, when things are going south, people are throwing everything out there. And I was saying on the radio, I said, do they just not speak the same language as Tim Hires? Because Seitzer had pretty good success in 23. And I just don't know when a team's not hitting. You know, certainly Brian Snicker can't do anything. You can't do anything. Do you feel that Money Harris is going to come around? Or, I mean, is this where he's going to be living? He's just not going to be a guy that's going to rake for you.
No, great question. And look, and with the coaches too, right? So, you know, the biggest thing is, you know, we had great success with Kevin Seitzer and Bobby Magianis, and they were great. And that was a tough decision because, you know, it was one of those, are we going to trade all these players or do we try? You know, you hate the line you see in sports. We need a new voice.
Right.
The classic cliche line, right?
But we said it.
You know, we ultimately went, yeah, exactly. But, you know, this was the one time, and actually I felt like it applied. It wasn't because, you know, these guys didn't work hard or they didn't connect with the players or, you know, but they left it all out on the table in 24, right? They didn't say, oh, I'm saving my good stuff for 2025. Let me hold back in 24, right? So everything they had in their tool belt, they brought it out, and we still didn't ultimately get the results, right? So we ultimately said, do we trade the players or do we try something else? And that's ultimately, unfortunately, is make a change with the coaches. Well, make a change, and obviously Tim Hires is very accomplished, had a ton of success with a lot of teams. You know, at some point, then it goes to the players, right? It's exactly what you're asking about. So, look, Mike, we've seen how good he can be. We've seen how streaky he is. I've talked to him various times over the course of the year. He cares. He's trying. He's working. We're all watching the same thing. He's not a 590 OPS guy or 580 or 650 or 690, capable of so much more. We haven't been able to solve it. He hasn't been able to solve it. So he's a young player going through ups and downs. And, you know, you have to believe in the talent, the work ethic. Sometimes it takes longer than you want it to. I mean, everyone had Marcelo Ozuna left for dead for about a year and a half, you know, and then he finally got it going. But even Mike last year got off to a slow start, got hurt, came back. The last 2 months he was on fire. Into the two-game series against the Padres, he was on fire. And even the year prior to that, he was awful at the beginning, and then he caught fire. He talked about talking to Marcelo Ozuna, and he caught fire. So, you know, am I seeing anything right now that I can tell you, hey, this guy's about to go off? No. You know, do I know he's working at it every day? Absolutely. So, look, over time, you know, if it continues for a longer period of time, that's, you know, Mike, your point is fair, right? But I'm not there yet, you know, because he's still so young, and I've seen him be so good, and he hasn't done this for a year or 2 years in a row. He's done it for months, chunks of months, but then he's been sizzling hot at the same time.
Raisel Iglesias appears to be rounding back into form, which is great news for Braves country, Alex. But what level of urgency are you placing on bolstering the back end of the bullpen?
Yeah, so he's, I know, you know, and it was talked, and again, we're up there in blown saves. I don't know where we are lately, but we were top two. And right. Look, he's the first guy. He was killing him. You know, he's so proud. He works so hard. And it was absolutely killing him. You know, he was just telling us, just like, I do everything. I run. I mean, this guy's one of the hardest working guys. I'll watch from my office. He's on the field. He's running poles. He's doing everything. But his stuff is still very good. You know, he throws strikes. The home run rate is really high, extremely high, way higher than where it's been in his career. And look, guys are hitting the ball hard, obviously, to hit it over the fence, right? But that could be a double. That could be a lineup. That could be a flyout. But they happen to be going over the fence this year. I do believe he's going to get going, and he's going to get hot. Look, back end of the bullpen-wise, I think things are starting to settle in a little bit. I mean, Eniel De Los Santos, a terrible outing against Colorado. Didn't get anybody out. Last night he looked great. Not the same game, but I remember when Joe Jimenez against Colorado after Luke Jackson came in, he didn't get anybody out on that road trip, and then we went to San Francisco. So De Los Santos went into that game with a 2-7. And, you know, right. Lee's been fantastic. I think Dylan Dodd's an emerging left-handed reliever. Aaron Bummer's been very good, solid for us. So, look, I think at the deadline you can always look to add a reliever. We've done it in the past when we added Pierce. And Pierce as well has been streaky, but he's at some moments where he's been really good. So you can always get better, no doubt about it. you know, I've said this before, I don't think that's our glaring issue. There's definitely room for improvement. You know, the offense for me has been 1, 2, 3, and 4, just getting it going because these guys are capable of being so good.
Right. We'll get Profar back, and unfortunately, if he does rake, we won't have him for the postseason. Obviously, beyond your control.
I'd love to have that problem. Sign me up for that problem right now.
Hopefully he comes in.
I would bank it today.
What about Marcell Ozuna? And is there a number in your mind about retaining him, or you feel he's going to trade? He'll get too much in the open market.
No, you know what? Look, Marcell loves being here. Loves it. You know, I know I say that, I feel like, with every free agent. You know, it's like, here we go. Says it every time, and they all leave. So, no, he legit, like, I'm proud of the fact that people love being in Atlanta. They love being here. And that has nothing to do with me. It has everything to do with the fans, the ballpark, the community, the clubhouse. I think all the support staff we have. I'm not hanging out with those guys, right? And having a competitive winning team, it's not something on our radar right now. You know, we did the contract, we did the club option on it, and he's been so good for us the last little while. So I know you were front and center signing him back way back when, Mike. And, you know, it's the greatest comeback in sports because you know that thing, I was like, man, that was a brutal deal. And I felt terrible. I was like, how did I whiff? You know, and then he brought, and I told him this to his face, greatest comeback in sports. And he's awesome. You know, he's a great guy, and we love having him. So, you know, we have the payroll. We're top 10. You know, that's something that once you get to the winter, you get close to the offseason, then you take stock and say, okay, like we lost A.J. Smith-Sharper. You know, do we have other injuries? What do you need going into 26? What kind of depth do you have? How does it look? Because the landscape changes, the world changes, who's available. So you're careful to commit dollars too early, but at the end of the day, you know, we'll definitely have a conversation with him. We love having him.
Alex, speaking of resources, do you feel like you're given the appropriate amount of resources you need to build the best team possible?
Yes, and I know at fans, we had an A-list event. It's a Brave season ticket holder event. And right. Look, I appreciate people, you know, trying to make excuses for me. Like, oh, you know, you don't have enough money or resources. We have plenty. You know, top 10, that's plenty. And it's gone up every single year. We've set a record for Braves payroll every year I've been here. We're well over $200 million. We were at 125 when I first got here. Of course we want more. Everyone does. Fans do. You know, even if you're the Yankees or the Dodgers, you want more. And I understand top four payrolls in the game. Two of them happen to be in the NL East, the Phillies and the Mets. But that's part of the challenge, you know? But it's not like we're 20th or 21st like when I first got here. So they're reinvesting every year. And look, and again, I have plenty. I just have to be better. You know, like I spend my money wisely. I can't miss. And I'd love to be able to tell you I'm going to bat 1,000. I'm not. You know, and I'm going to miss. I'm going to make some bad signings. I'm going to make some bad trades. And but I got to get more right than wrong. Otherwise, you'd be talking to somebody else on these calls. So, right. But, you know, but to me, it's part of the challenge. And look, that's why we have to make tough decisions at times when we have to let guys go. We don't want to go into this scenario where, like some of these other teams, they win the World Series and then they have to tear it down again and go through a rebuild. We're trying to just, you know, continually be good and be contending and be great. And that means taking some risks on some free agents, you know, getting some upside, right. You know, bringing up young players, giving young guys opportunities. We don't have a salary cap, but when you have a payroll, that is your own internal cap in a way, right? We always have the ability to go above it and beyond it. But, you know, we have the resources. I just, you know, I have to be as good as I can be in my job.
And again, not to double down on it, but okay, too late. My thing, Alex, and I always defend you because I feel like the Phillies, they spend $70 million more than us, and that's the one or two pieces that maybe puts us over the top or keeps us competitive when you're dealing with injuries. And that, I guess that's my beef, if you could just tell the guys to, you know, sign your check.
Yeah, no,
you're
right.
If you just give me a little more in the envelope.
Yeah, you know what? Look, I say this. Look, there's no doubt. Having more money, right, it allows you to build more depth. It allows you to paper over things. I mean, I'd probably name them if I spend time on it, but go through our bench pieces over the years. We just don't spend money on the bench, right? And right. Because we're trying to spend money on frontline players. And what happens is injuries happen, drop in performance. Your bench is not as strong as some of these other clubs. And that's an impact. Right now, right. We try to target healthy guys as frontline guys, guys that are going to be durable, guys that are going to be out there, right? So you're trying to manage and balance all that stuff. But I'll tell you this. It's exciting when you get a chance to beat those guys, too, because you know you're doing it with less. So, and we've done it before. So, look, the way that the process is set up is, you know, the team is set up to, players are set up to get more expensive every single year. It's supposed to get harder every single year. We want the Olsons and the Rileys and the Harrises and the Striders and all these guys to make 10, 15, 20, 25 million bucks, whatever it's going to be. because that means they're doing well, right? We don't want them not making money, getting non-tendered, becoming free agents. We want them to be all-stars. But when they're coming up and they make the minimum like a Drake Baldwin, it's great. I want him to be an all-star. I want him to be an MVP. He'll ultimately get paid, which he deserves to, and he should. But then there's an opportunity cost, right? There's only so much pie to go around. So now we have to bring up the next Drake Baldwin and give him a chance and let a Travis d'Arnaud go, who's awesome and is a clubhouse leader. It's $8 million that we can reallocate. And it's tough because that's great value for us, having Travis d'Arnaud on a one-year deal at $8 million. But because other guys are starting to get paid, we have to make tough decisions. And, look, Charlie Morton the same way, we're giving Grant Holmes an opportunity. You know, he's making the minimum, but that allows us to reallocate money to some of these other guys that we've signed.
Right. It seems like he's going through Drake Baldwin, what Austin Riley went through. There's that adjustment period. He cooled off this month. And I've been a proponent of saying, hey, if you can get some assets for Sean Murphy, again, I don't expect you to answer that question. I'm just bloviating.
I'll answer it.
But I think that gives you an opportunity based on what you just talked about with your budget to maybe pick up some things and let Drake Baldwin blossom in that role all full time.
Sure. And what I'd say is, because I know you're a big NFL fan, And Mike, I'll say this just separately, and not to blow smoke, but I really respect the fact that you buy season tickets to these teams, not the Braves, from what I understand, but the United, Falcons, and you go and you show up and you love it and you support. And this isn't just a gig for you. But look, I'd say this for the catching position. If we had two shortstops or whatever, I'd understand your point, and I still understand your point, right? I view the catching position as a two-person position. There is no catcher, I believe, in the history of baseball, or at least current baseball, I know for sure, that will play 162 or 142. It just doesn't happen, right? You're likely going to do 100 games, probably maybe 110, 115 on the high end. And there's a high likelihood of getting injured, right? Foul tips, collisions,
right?
Not that you're supposed to collide, and all that type of stuff. And you're always going to have day game after night game and so on. And it's a little bit like the NFL. Well, look, we have Bijan here, right, who gets the majority of the carries. But a lot of these other teams, right, like you take a look at the Lions, right? You got Gibbs and you got Montgomery. You got both. It's a two-person position, and they're valuable and they're important, and you talk about depth. So I personally view it as critically important as to have two. Now, that's my opinion. It's fair for someone to say, look, I don't care. Run a guy out there at 120. We'll get Joe Blow to catch the 40 and go trade this guy to get another spot. That's a fair point. It's got merit. From a philosophical standpoint, we put so much on that position with leadership, game calling, what they do to the guys on the mound and everything else, and it's hard to quantify, that I view it as a two-person position, and it's probably going to stay that way unless, look, something presents itself where it's a no-brainer. I've told players to their face, I'll throw you in the trunk and we're going to drive to wherever and I'll deliver you, but
right.
Realistically, that isn't going to happen.
Alex, before we let you go real quick, a little bit on Didier Fuentes, and then also, has the way Ronald Acuna Jr. been amazing out of the gate make you think about his future in Atlanta?
Yeah, so Didier Fuentes, he's starting tonight. A lot of debate whether we should call him up. Not that he's not talented and so on, but look, he's just turned 20. And look, we've been aggressive. You guys have seen it the years I've been here, and it's not that I want it to be that way, but I'm glad that we're in a position to win and we have a sense of urgency. If we were, felt we had no chance to win and so on, we'd let all these guys stay down there. Grissom, Strider, Harris, Soroka, Fuentes, Smith-Schauber. But if we think you'd give us the best chance to win, we're going to pull, we're definitely going to make the call. So he's got he sits 95, will touch a 7 and an 8. The fastball's outstanding. I don't want to say it's like Strider's, but the same way Strider's fastball's got, we call it hop or ride, or basically you can really get swing and miss up in the zone. He has that. He's got great extension. He's not tall, but the ball will get on you just with his extension. So it's a really good fastball. It plays. He throws it a lot, and he's got good power to it. I've seen him twice now. I love having our affiliates so close to us. Columbus is a new affiliate. If anyone hasn't been, awesome environment. It's an hour 45 away. And if you like Canadian coffee, they have a Tim Hortons there. So really, really close. I give them a plug.
Right.
But I saw him there. I was impressed with him. And his last start before he had a blister, struck out 9 guys in 4 innings. He started really working on a curveball, and we thought that unlocked some things. And I told our farm director, I said, you know what? He's coming back, and we knew we might need a start. And I said, if he comes back to AA and he throws well, I don't know that it's real, and I don't know that, I'm going to buy it, but I'm probably still going to be willing to make the move to call him up. I'd rather have him have that next start in Gwinnett. If he gets killed, it'll definitely have us pump the brakes. But if he throws well, that'll make me feel better about calling him up. So he went up there. I went to see him in Gwinnett, which is another great place to be, 45 minutes away. And, you know, he threw great. And he's our best option right now. He's not a finished product. He could still use more time. But the secondary stuff is good. It's inconsistent. He's got a curveball, a slider, and a split. The fastball is plus right now. He will hit on the curveball, the slider, and the split, especially the curveball. But it's going to be hit and miss. But I think he gives us a chance to win. And then, look, Acuna, he's got 3 years beyond the current year. Most times when you talk about second contracts with guys, that really does, that only becomes really a topic of conversation, I'd say, historically amongst teams.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
When a guy's going into his free agent year.
Brother, we always appreciate the time, Alex. And again, we got 10-15 more questions, but unfortunately, we got to pay the commercial bills, but thank you so much. And hey, man, yeah, I never like to get freebies, but you know, I got my All-Star ticket, so I'll be there. I'll see you there for the weekend.
Sprinkle the infield a little bit, sure.
Right on, brother. Right. But hey, thanks again for the time.
I have a connection there. I know some guys. I'll have them try to set you up.
I'm up in the 300 right, section with the working man. Thanks, Alex. Take care,
yes,
brother.
See you guys. Bye.
That's Alex Anthopoulos here on WZGC Atlanta. Again, home of the Falcons and home of United and the Hawks, 92.9 The Game. I know we ran late, but we had so much stuff to cover. We only get about once a quarter. We know we had questions you guys wanted to hear. We'll come back, talk about what Alex had to say, NFL talk as well.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.